We're reminiscing here in the studio, celebrating 18 years of innovative filmmakers and filmmaking. The Woodstock Film Festival has unveiled its lineup of nearly 120 films, panels, and events, screening Wednesday, October 11th through Sunday, October 15th in Woodstock and the neighboring towns of Rhinebeck, Saugerties, Kingston, and Rosendale. Here are the numbers. The festival will feature 4 world premieres, 5 North American premieres, a U.S. premiere, 20 East Coast premieres, and 9 New York premieres. A lot of cool stuff that'll be coming to screens in our region. The co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival is with us, Mayra Blaustein, and we welcome her to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. We just have been realizing that I think you're around that your first year was our first year when doing the show, and we've been talking about the festival since its beginning.
Yes, and those days also Susan Arbiter was here, so I would come here and I would talk to the two of you. And you and I were just talking about the second year, which was 2001, and I was supposed to come on the Wednesday after September 11 happened, and of course it was postponed for the week after, and I was your very first interview to speak about something other than what happened in September 11. Right. So that was a bit of a weight
to
carry. Yes.
Certainly a weight to carry. I'm thrilled you're here. I have to say, I'll ask this question because you know this better than anybody, but a lot of film festivals, the majority of them, don't make it to the 18th year.
18 year is a lot. You know, 18 years is when you graduate from school. That's when you become
mature.
You can vote. You become a mature adult. So I feel like the festival is maturing and really, actually, is throughout the years we keep on growing. And you feel like, I mean, there's definitely, of course, a long way to go. Those things never end. But I do feel that we have reached a level of maturity, and it's never easy. I can tell you that, and I can totally understand why so many festivals do not make it, because it's a huge undertaking. But I'm also really glad that we have been able to somehow carry through from year to year.
Let me ask a somewhat nuanced question, which is... The thing that fascinates me about your festival and what you were able to achieve is that you always stay, at least it seems to me, that you always stay very true to your mission, which your mission was established from the beginning.
Yes.
And yet you are also able to grow, go into new directions, and you see very real changes and still be elastic enough to really directly address what we're going through at any given time.
Well, thank you. Yes, I feel, the festival tagline is fiercely independent, and I feel like we have maintained that. It was created by filmmakers, about filmmakers, for filmmakers, and for the community, of course, that it services. It's I feel that we're always driven by authentic love and passion for arts and film. This is the driving force. And when your driving force is true to the core and is authentic, there is power to that. And then it resonates and has ripple effect that just pulls into it so many others, because it's just like when celebrities you hear about, they make the commercial film so that they can do their passion project, so they can do that small independent film.
Right.
It's kind of, there's something, the principle of it is similar. When it's something is truly from the heart, artistic, driven by passion, driven by vision, it pulls a lot of people, like-minded people, to that. And I hope that is part of what makes the Woodstock Film Festival tick and grow from year to year.
Of course, the films are at the forefront, but there are the panels as well. And there is the connection to those and the connection of those to the films. It's an equal opportunity there.
Yes. And, you know, I really love that, especially this year. I think that I'm not mistaken when I'm saying that this year, more than usual, each and every panel is totally connected to a film or a few films that we're showing at the Woodstock Film Festival. If you take, for instance, the panel. Each year we have the BMI panel, Music for Film. And this year it's called Symphony of Voice, Symphony of Hope, sorry. And it is completely and directly connected to the film that we're showing by the same title, A Symphony of Hope, which is about a filmmaker has documented the work of a musician who assembled 25 of his best friends and the most prolific film composers of the century to put together a symphony for Haiti after the earthquake in Haiti. And so the film is about the making of that symphony, what happened in Haiti before, during, and after the earthquake, with, of course, the premise is hope. So the panel is about the power of music, the power of art, and it's the composer, the conductor, the filmmaker, the musician, various representatives from Symphony of Hope will be also be at the panel. So it'll be very cohesive.
When you think of, this is a question I know you always get asked, so I'll ask it as far as, because it's what I think people, it interests them in sort of the gateway into the festival, of what you feel the highlights are and what you are proud to present in our region.
Well, the highlights are, I mean, the obvious highlights are the ones that are driven by the notables, such as the events with Susan Sarandon, which is the film that she executive produced, which is Bombshell, the story of Hedy Lamarr, and the talk with Susan Sarandon, which will be hosted by Griffin Dunn. Both these events are sold out and for standby ticket holders only. So you have things like that with Susan Sarandon, with Bill Pullman, that's also almost sold out. But then you have all those hidden gems, the sleepers.
Yeah.
We have so many films that are coming from near and far. Story of a Girl, that's the filmmaker is coming from Italy to be with us. It's her first film. It's absolute gem. So beautiful. So happy to be showing it. Shingal, it's a story of, it's a story of displaced families in Iraq and the longing between those that have escaped and those that are still held under captivity. And it's the filmmaker is coming from Lebanon and Belgium to be with us. We have all the, you know, films like that, and they're scattered about the whole festival. I'm very happy to have those. Or there's another film called Holden On. It's the story, it's a beautiful fictionalized story of a true event made by the protagonist's best friend, who, by the way, is now going, I mean, his next project, he's got already, like, I mean, it's like a $10 million project. But that's his first film. And it's inspired by what happened to his best friend, who was a very successful, beloved jock in high school, but had this mental illness that, unfortunately, as it developed, ended up to take his life. It's beautifully done. Again, a very small film with so much power and so much resonance to it. The program is completely dotted with this kind of films, mm-hmm. that I think it's just important to go see. And it will inspire you, it will empower you, and will just add to your life.
You know, this goes back to a question that I asked you earlier about the festival and the how you stay fiercely independent. But I can assume, maybe, I know you do a lot of advanced planning, obviously, but I can assume that this would be a different festival this year, probably, that would have been if the election results had been different a year ago.
Well, probably. A lot of things would have been.
Do you know
different.
What I mean? I mean, it's just like in the sense of how of our mood of
yes.
our sort of what
yes.
we're looking for of what
we're
we
looking
want to
change.
Discuss.
We're looking to affect some change. Everybody is looking to somehow be empowered and figure out how to affect change. And for instance, we have this great panel. It's all about the American condition. The panel is it's titled it's Through Their Lens, and it's featuring a number of documentary filmmakers, all of whom have films at the festival, all of whom are dealing with one part or another, whether it's environment, socio-political issues, racial issues, one of them is about the African American middle class. Does it exist, and how does it exist? It's by the way Bob Herbert, who is a very renowned columnist for New York Times. So we have films like that throughout the whole festival, and people are grappling with, because people are so impassioned and driven to figure out how to affect change in our lives.
Where to go next?
Yes,
to figure things out. The breadth of the film, I assume, when you look at it, the quality is so incredible, and obviously you are picking what you feel to be the best to show at the festival. Do you feel that there has that job had ever gotten harder, in the sense that it's hard to find the really good quality, or is it hard just to narrow down the list because there's so many good films out there?
Both. It's very hard to narrow it down, and each year we end up letting go of so many films that we wish we could have shown.
Sure.
And disappointing filmmakers that we wish we could have supported. There is the number of films being made out there is only growing. And I mean, one hand, there's a glut of film festivals out there as well. I mean, there's a lot of films being made, a lot of film festivals out there. So there is that part that makes both of them make programming more challenging. And it really does take us many months to come up with a lineup. And I always feel like, you know, eventually we have to let go of the films that we haven't programmed and just focus on what we have. But in the back of my mind, there's always those various gems that we ended up not selecting for whatever reason. And there's a lot of good work out there.
So let me ask, as we wrap up, of how you think a person can come and best make use of their time at the festival.
Well, if you can afford it, definitely get the full festival pass, because by far that's the best way to do it. This way you don't have to think at all. You just go to whatever you want to, whatever you choose last minute, as long as you get there 15 minutes before start time. You can go to all the films, all the panels, all the parties, the award ceremony, everything. And that's really great. But that's not necessarily cheap. So otherwise, there's that. But otherwise, the best thing is to go on woodstockfilmfestival.org. It's all there. You can see trailers to every film. You can read about it. You can see images. There are often links to the filmmakers and the films on websites. There's a lot of information, and you can purchase everything online. So it's very easy.
It's a beautiful festival, and you all do just a remarkable job.
Thank you.
So congratulations on the wonderful work you're bringing to our region. WoodstockFilmFestival.com for more information. The event begins Wednesday, October 11th, and it runs through Sunday, October 15th in Woodstock, as well as Rhinebeck, Saugerties, Kingston, and Rosendale, where films and panels will be happening as well. Again, WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Mayra Blaustein, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing with us all these years, and a great honor to have you back. Thank you.
Well, I'm always glad to be back. Thank
you. Good to have you. Thank you. Again, WoodstockFilmFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.